This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
To Paul Watson's report, the full thing uninterrupted, Infowars.com. His angle was, are we trapped inside a video game? This is just the ultimate con game, trying to get us to then just give up reality and submit to their false reality. It's a microcosm of them trying to force feed us Hillary Clinton, or them having hired actors at fake press conferences. I mean, you know, this is well beyond that. These people are the opposite of God. Let's finish the clip.
Simulating universes becomes a pastime among those who have access to highly powerful computers. And we are in a universe. We are probably in a simulated universe, even if one of those universes is actually real.
This universe could have been created by some super intelligence in another universe. So maybe we're... Our whole universe is a junior high school science experiment of some super intelligent junior high school.
Because you're God, Rick, as well. You know everything, right?
Maybe she won't get such a good grade.
I know everything. Richard Dawkins isn't convinced.
When you make a simulated world, there are crude ones like Second Life.
Yeah.
There has to be a physics built into it.
Yes.
And when you drop things, they fall, and when you throw them up and catch them, it works. But you can violate that physics. I mean, the pimply youth doing the simulation can somehow just at will change the physics, and you could suddenly fly, as you indeed you can in Second Life. We don't see that.
Another argument is that civilizations never become advanced enough to make simulations before wiping themselves out. Therefore, it's impossible. But the characteristics of quantum mechanics are exactly what we would expect to see in a simulation. There's a limit to the resolution with which we can observe the universe. It just becomes fuzzy, like pixels on a TV screen if you get too close. Again, suggesting that we could be trapped inside a complex video game. Subatomic particles like quarks also resemble the codes that correct for errors in computers.
So you're saying as you dig deeper, you find computer code writ in the fabric of the cosmos?
Into the equations that we want to use to describe the cosmos, yes.
Computer code,
strings of bits of ones and zeros.
You might feel denigrated that your life is just a character in a video game, that we have no real free will, and that our behavior is programmed. But think of it this way. If our civilization is a computer simulation, if we're all living in the Matrix, at least it means we have a creator.
Wow.
That's right. And again, folks, this has come out a long time ago, and they've done this with the dark matter telescopes, radio frequencies, that there's matter of an entirely different type that has a much bigger gravitational field outside of this, is controlled and projected, which all the ancients knew. But the very people that tell you there is no God and there is nothing outside all this, well, more and more of the quantum mechanics and the mathematicians and the genetic engineers actually become religious. That's why most of them, the New York Times admits, think aliens put us here. Okay, well, who made them? See, so, but listen, you can only listen to them, though, and they're going to make a simulation that's better, which is their God. You understand that? So they're like going, hey, there's computer code here. It's not computer code. When they zoom into that, there's always pieces to quarks and more, and it just keeps going down and down and down and down and down. So you keep going up and up and up and up and up and up. So this is the scientists going, wow, something did make this. Wow. That even discredits the religious people even more, because this is exactly what we've been saying all along. Every culture. So we're here discovering, but they never want you to look out at the night sky, never look out at the sun, never look out at where we're at, how incredible it is. It's just like, no, instead, let's look at how beautiful Chelsea is with that gown. It's all these like ringwraith, sketchy, weirdo psychos that are the opposite of, God. telling us their God, because there is no God. Your calls coming up with Steve Quayle and a lot more. Stay with us. Chris and others, your calls are straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Friday, October 7th, 2016. We are now only 31 days from the historic election. This is the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones.
This Sunday, 4 to 10. 4 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to have a special live broadcast. The first 2 hours, of course, is the Sunday show I've been doing for 10 years. That's from 4 to 6 p.m. Then we'll have 2 hours of pregame ahead of it. We do have our guest, correct? Great. Forgot to ask during the break. And then we'll have live coverage during the debate and then phone calls for at least an hour or so and analysis and highlights afterwards. Now, I promise, Chris has been holding. I'm going to get to you soon. Steve Quayle won't mind. He can talk about any subject. Steve in Florida and Cindy and Tim in August. I'm going to go to you very quickly, get your calls out of the way because you've been holding, and then get into all the other issues with Steve Quayle. But first off, I wanted to play a few clips here because Steve's really been warning frantically the last year about war with Russia. And we're not saying Russia's perfect. We're not, again, lionizing Russia. But General Flynn, who's Trump's main advisor, was removed 2 years ago because he wouldn't aid al-Qaeda slash ISIS in the takeover of the Middle East. And that's why Trump has come out and said Hillary and Obama basically created ISIS. That's a fact. Oh, I have the headline here out of RT. This is what the Russians are saying. RT, covert strikes on Assad back on U.S. table. D.C. now openly backs ISIS. Russia posts provocative tweet warning U.S. on Syria, mocking the press secretary and basically saying, we know that you run ISIS and Al-Qaeda. U.S. Army chief 3 days ago threatens war with Russia. We played that clip. Russia tells citizens prepare for nuclear war. 40 million are in a drill. So it goes on and on. Massive escalation. Here's another one. London Independent. Russia warns U.S. not to intervene in Syria, threatens to shoot down any airstrike attempts. That was last night. Our headline on Infowars.com with a produced 11-minute report shows all the clips, all the facts. Russia said, oh, you're going to have a no-fly zone to back ISIS and Al-Qaeda, which your own military helped expose and fight? We've got a no-fly zone up, and if we don't know who your aircraft is, you come in, we're going to shoot you down, because U.S. and NATO aircraft suddenly aren't announcing who they are, and they're bombing the Syrian military that has Russian advisors inside of it. So this is the deception that's going on, and our own military exposed this 4 years ago, did the right thing. Obama has now removed all the generals, put people in that will follow their orders. I'm not saying they're excitedly following them, because you see the head of the Army and the Joint Chiefs Chairman saying, okay, we'll attack the Russians, but that means World War III. And the Army Chief said, this will be a war as big as World War II. And he said, we're ready to do it. But he said, you know, Congress needs to have a debate about this. Both the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dumford, and General Milley, the head of the Army, have said, we're ready for war, you're asking us to have war, we need to have a debate. So that's an alarm, folks, okay? Because the average American's busy calling Donald Trump racist and, you know, a warmonger because he doesn't want to have war with Russia. The truth is Russia is not advancing on us. China is. This is crazy. Could this be Hillary's October surprise? Because CNN 2 weeks ago said, hey, by the middle of October, and we're almost there, we're 7 days in now, there will be an event geopolitically so big it will challenge both Hillary and Trump. Is it Deutsche Bank going under that? I got to hand it to him. Like 8 months ago, Larry Nichols talked about. 6 months ago, our current guest talked about. Now that's going belly up bigger than 2007. I don't know, but things are crazy. I want to talk about all the bad stuff happening so cooler minds can prevail so it doesn't happen. I'm not a prophet of destruction, you know, hoping all this stuff happens. I'm telling you, if we don't admit these dangers are there, it could happen. And we've never been closer. Mainline analysts say this is the most danger we've ever been in, ever. In the history of civilization. So let's go ahead and play this clip of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs just 2 weeks ago when Congress in the longer hour-long interview is saying, we want you to hit the Russians. We want you to take out their airfields. This is our so-called ally. This is the new change. This is what Hillary wants. This is what Obama wants. And he says, okay, we can do that, but that means war with Russia. Here it is.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia.
Okay, now I want to play. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was over. You guys popped in my ear and said it was over. Let's start it over again. I'm going to play it unedited one more time. This is important enough to play it one more time from the beginning for everybody. Here it is.
For Syria.
What about the option of controlling the airspace so that barrel bombs cannot be dropped?
All the options.
What do you think of that option, sir?
Right now, Senator, for us to control all of the airspace in Syria would require us to go to war against Syria and Russia. That's a pretty fundamental decision that certainly I'm not going to make.
So this is the psychotic disconnect of Hillary and Obama and the neocons. And again, Russia's not doing anything. They were invited in 4 years ago to try to defeat these groups. They've almost beat ISIS, and now they don't want Assad in, so they want to double cross now. And Russia's like, Assad's going to leave as soon as this is done. We're going to keep our word. Now, if Russia doesn't, then we can say, oh, that was a big lie, or maybe sanctions. But no, they want big sanctions now outside the UN. It's all happening. Global crisis right out of Daniel, right out of Revelations. One more clip, and I'm going to Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com. Army Chief of Staff, this is 2 days ago, Mark Milley, warned that the United States was ready to destroy its enemies and said we've never faced such a threat since World War II. Here it is.
I want to be clear to those who try to oppose the United States. I want to be clear to those who wish to do us harm. I want to be clear to those around the world who want to destroy our way of life and that of our allies and friends. The United States military, despite all our challenges, despite our op tempo, despite everything we've been doing, will stop you and we will beat you harder than you've ever been beaten before. Make no mistake about that. Other countries, Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea, went to school on us. They closely watched how we fought in 91 and 03. They studied our doctrine, our tactics, our equipment, our organization, our training, and our leadership. And in turn, they revised their own doctrines, and they are rapidly modernizing the military today to avoid our strengths in hopes of defeating us at some point in the future. Recently, a senior Russian official, Ambassador to the United Kingdom, Alexander Karamenko, he said, quote, "The established world order is undergoing a foundational shakeup with the Crimea, Ukraine, and Brexit." He went on to call for the dismantling of NATO and the European Union. And he said, quote, "Russia can now fight a conventional war in Europe and win. Russia is the only country that will remain relevant forever. Any other country is dispensable, and that includes the United States. We are endgame now," end quote. We can now, and we will remain in the future, retain the capability to rapidly deploy, and we will destroy any enemy, anywhere, anytime. Additionally, the battlefield will be highly complex, almost certainly in dense urban areas, and against an elusive, ambiguous enemy that combines terrorism and guerrilla warfare alongside conventional capabilities mixed with large civilian populations.
And the one part we didn't get in the clip, the full video is on Infowars.com, is Milley cautioned that the next major conflict would be lethal, highly lethal, unlike any our army has experienced, at least since World War II. And then it goes on from there. Now, here's the issue. It's our government bringing in the jihadis. It's our government funding and financing these enemies. The EU is a private corporate takeover. So what he's saying is, I work for the globalists. And if you think the UK is going to leave and Russia is going to leave, no, you're going under a global empire. We're ready to attack you. It's a very treasonous statement to imply that the EU shouldn't break up and that the UK shouldn't be free. This is globalism. Steve Quayle, epic times we're in, stevequayle.com. I got talking about this for decades, best-selling author. Don't really need an introduction. That's a long introduction to you. But I wanted to, you know, break down all this. What do you make of this? What are your sources saying?
Well, first of all, Alex, I've never had so many insiders trying to get the attention of the American people as in the last probably 2 weeks. Number one, let's go to the bottom line. The bottom line, there has never been a 40 million person evacuation of any country in any drill ever. I'll go on record saying this is not a drill. This is the pre-placement of a population. Now, people've got to understand something. I used to write about Russian war doctrine. Civil defense is an integral part of their plan to both survive a nuclear war and thrive after nuclear war. The population of Moscow is 12 million, so they have just basically moved close to 40, three times the population of Moscow. Every subway, every underground Cold War bunker, Yamato, the mountains in the Urals, everything is on a feverish pace. When you put frontline weapons into Syria, when you put frontline weapons bordering NATO, when multiple times the Russians have demonstrated their...
And by the way, I hate to interrupt you. I'm going to give you the floor and I'm going to skip this break. It's so important. But Steve Quayle, I remember you saying 20 years ago, it just hit me when you said it, when the Russians move large populations out of their cities, which they've never done, that is a sign that they're preparing for nuclear war. And they, for the first time ever, they just did a drill of 40 million. We can't get 2 million out of the East Coast. Imagine how big that was and how pre-planned that was. Are you saying they actually stayed outside?
Well, here's the thing. It is not just a drill. And, Alex, the thing that everyone's missing is China embarked on the same policy also. So the fact is that understand this. Understand a nuclear ultimatum. Let's say someone shoots the first missile, okay? The minute they make the first launch, then all hell breaks loose. But at some point, what happens when six cities in America, I'm just taking that arbitrary, 6 to 13 15 cities in America, that's not arbitrary, disappear. And quite candidly, our whole rest of the population is at risk. See, this is insane. Americans who are listening to this from all over the world, this is a part of war doctrine. They can shield one-third to one-half of their population. There is no shielding for the American population. Alex, you and I did the show on the Deagle survey where they said at some point 65 million people are left. But think
we have no COG for local government and the citizens. It's all for the elite. Right, Russia has it for their citizens.
Right, and we have multitudes in the hundreds of thousands of foreign UN troops here, and we're looking at a bunch of, I would say this, Democrats and Republican slime that think that World War III is basically a video game with a reset. And this is the total globalist nightmare to take down the Western world and pretty much the entire world to bring about their globalist reign and rule of Antichrist, one world government, one world religion, and one world currency. So right now, what we're seeing, and by the way, the weathers that are going on, the weather warfare that's taking place on the East Coast with the skull, I think that's the mockery of the Illuminists, because obviously you've spent a lifetime doing all your videos on the skull and bones and everything that's attributed the globalists. So what we're seeing right now is a scaling up. Even Vitaly Shurkin went to the UN saying, back off, you guys, back off, you guys. I'll tell you one thing about Russia, and since I've written about their generals, I pay attention to what they say. I don't dismiss them like some Pentagon analyst or some general who's puffing up his breast. First of all, Russia can penetrate all our stealth capabilities. They've demonstrated before. Second of all, we can't do their stealth capabilities because they have a plasma absorption screen, which means that any signal sent and any frequency is automatically absorbed and does not feed back to the transmitter identifying its location. Remember, Alex, you and I did a show talking about, and you've done so many on your own, about talking about when the Russian MiGs old technology flew over our aircraft carriers and the pilots went inverted and flipped off the guys on the flight deck. And they did it numerous times. The Donald Cook, which was, forced to, three times. I think it's not, I said two. It's three times.
Sure, and Chinese subs popping up behind the submarines. We're clearly being set up. It's just like a lot of other people have broken down the fact that they're trying to lure them into an attack to actually take out their enemy, the American people, our local governments, and our state governments. The globalists can't bring down America, so they want a war to finally bring it down, then say all of us that are patriots against NAFTA, against GATT, against the EU, for Brexit, we're now Russian agents. It's perfect. And you heard the general say, you're a Russian agent, basically, if you're for the Brexit or the breakup of the EU, and we'll get you. He's telling that to Donald Trump, basically.
Absolutely, and they have a lot of Hellfire missiles. I want to explain something, how this will play out, because it's not just the tanks, the armored personnel carriers, all of the stuff you see on the trains across the country. We have a vast amount in underground tunnels, bases, and deep underground military bunkers, a vast amount of helicopters loaded with Hellfire missiles. So everything you have watched in the Middle East is what they plan to use here. The U.S. military has a doctrine, yard farming. That means they're going against us. So they're provoking Russia. And I can tell you this, Russian policy, every single general that's ever quoted, Medvedev, Putin, obviously, President Putin, they all have, reserve first strike capability. Even our nuclear war doctrine has changed. But the problem is when you have an entire military Congress, I'm talking about the U.S., all of our battle-hardened generals, admirals have been fired, dismissed, or basically embarrassed out of their positions. The U.S. military is suffering intentional, and I'm saying this, cutoffs of ammunition. There's even cases where the Navy pulls into Hong Kong or Singapore and they're not allowed to fuel their boats with any form of treasury instrument or anything. They have to produce either silver or gold. And that's a real true story. So here's where we're at. We're at the escalation point. My number one goal is to warn the people as best as I can, when all of the airborne command and control centers are up, the E-6s, the 747s, all the AWACS planes are up, all our sub-hunters are up.
The doomsday planes.
The doomsday planes. That's never happened before. The thing that people ought to recognize is the Twitter feed coming out of the Russian embassy. If you hear the Russian embassy is vacating or even they're threatening, then you know this thing is on. By the way, Pearl Harbor, from the time the Japanese broke off negotiations, I don't think most people recognize this. That was actually 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
I know they started pulling out quickly, but yeah.
Yep. But the deal is, what I'm saying is, we're the ones that broke off. Then you've got Kerry, you know, who's absolutely in another universe and an alternate space in, you know, quantum quagmireville, basically saying that, you know, well, we got to bring the Russians before the war crimes court. You kidding me?
When our government openly turned jihadis loose all over the world.
Absolutely. And here's what's thinking. Here's what people have to be thinking at this point. This is not a normal escalation of words. Stuff is moving. I got emails from Poland.
Well, what do you make of the Russians saying any aircraft enter Syria now, we're going to shoot it down? That's a no-fly zone as a response to Obama and Hillary saying, we're going to start, you know, looking at shooting down aircraft. The Russians said, okay, let's get it going. I mean, this is just over-the-top insanity.
Well, it's not only that.
Where does Obama think his ESPN's going to go if there's a nuclear war?
Well, I got news for you. It'll be, where do you think the mainstream news is going to go? They'll be in bombed-out rubble platforms with no electricity, looking disheveled, and basically still preaching from their scripts when everything's gone. I mean, look, this is crazy. People have got to understand, you know, I think that you've got to recognize there's never been a time like this. There's never been so much voice.
And why is it happening now? Because we know they're getting ready for the economic collapse. We know all these other forces are moving. Why are they starting war with Russia now?
Well, it covers up, number one, it covers up their crimes. Number two, it fulfills the thing that I think everybody's missing. The entire rearrangement of the highest command, the offices of the land, military, civilian population, everybody, they have embraced Islam. Islam demands a world war in order to bring about the Mahdi, and that's the Islamic Messiah.
And clearly they've made a deal with Islam, I guess because there's 1.5 billion of them. That's the new operating system because it's so satanic. Have you seen the new video we released for WorldNet Daily of them in Libya chopping up the bodies of soldiers and making people, before they execute them, eat it so they go to hell in a satanic ritual?
Well, I haven't seen that, but, I mean, we watched that. Remember about 6 months ago they were chopping up Christians and literally hanging their remains in the meat markets? I think it was in Aleppo.
And then Obama and others celebrate this. So this is about the rituals.
It is. And that's something that people have got to understand. This is ritual sacrifice of the planetary population. Look, I used to write about throw weight. This nuclear weapon could do this. The Russians have been building while we've been decreasing in order to facilitate the return of the Mahdi. You remember when Ahmadinejad made the statement, if it was necessary for 30 million Iranians to die and go out as martyrs to bring about the return of the Mahdi, it would be acceptable to Allah. Well, guess what? He left office pretty much after that because maybe more Muslims than he could imagine didn't want to go that way. But here's the thing. Jeremiah the prophet said, woe unto them who call evil good and good evil. You, Alex, I, all of the people who have been fighting this battle, every single talk show host talking about what's going on, anybody criticizing New World Order, you go on and on and on, constitutionalists, Christians, anti-vaccine people, you're all considered terrorists. Now, what does a terrorist mean? These guys have redefined every single word, and they have basically everything that applies to them, they overwhelm the census, they overwhelm the mainstream.
Sure, they're the racists they call Donald Trump racists. So what point in history are we right now?
I believe we're at the point that outside of the grace of God, that we're going to see a limited nuclear exchange. And here's what people don't get. The United States can disappear. Mystery Babylon, people fight about that. The United States can disappear, and the rest of the world can come under the rule and reign of Antichrist.
Exactly. Let me expand on this. When you watch, we're going to break, the body language of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff or Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley, they look freaked out. I mean, they look like they're looking at Congress and they're saying, okay, we're ready for war. We're being told to go to war. And then the adjunct guy behind him is smiling and nodding like, you guys want a war. They're saying to the globalists, okay, you want a war. Why do we let this little Nazi collaborator, Soros, even walk around outside prison? Why the hell does he get to have a nuclear war so he can be the Messiah?
Well, he's the man that is going to basically be the facilitator. Remember this, these guys are all satanic puppets.
Oh, okay? I know. He said he believes he's the Messiah. Exactly. He wants to bring in the Antichrist. Look, it's
right.
Totally clear. Let's talk about that. What happens if they're able to have their nuclear war at this time? I know all the trendies are going to like it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, airport drills, nothing at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, grown organically. America-made, just for you. Food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
It's over. Yes, I'm going to go. Your phone call turns in a few minutes. I appreciate Chris and Steve and Tim and Cindy and August for holding. We're going to go right to you, talk about the debates, what you think Trump ought to do, what else is happening. I want to explain something. The Russians are having national TV shows saying, we don't want nuclear war. Please stop moving weapons up to our borders. Please stop funding jihadis. Please stop these huge sanctions on us. Russia is now in a depression, basically. I'm not lionizing Russia. They got their own problems, but they pay people to have kids. They're bringing Christianity back. They're saying you're not going to teach five-year-olds how to be gay. And we're not against gay people. They're just like, you're not going to teach, you're not going to push this anti-human, depopulation agenda. That's what the globalists push it, is people don't have kids. And that's all declassified as well. But when you watch these U.S. generals, and I've been on air for 21 years, okay? I've never seen body language or statements like these. We're not the ones saying nuclear war is inevitable. Generals are in Congress saying, and the congressmen say, why can't we just use missiles and bomb their airfields and blow their planes up, and then we don't lose anybody? Like the Russians don't respond. There's a level of ignorance, like I said yesterday. Well, look at the congressman still in from Georgia who thinks the islands float. There's such a, from the entertainment and the movies and everything, people even in government, and folks I talk to that are even, quote, pretty smart, are like brain damaged now. It's like some spirit of like they're sleeping. They're not awake. And they're sleepwalking over the edge of a cliff. I mean, since when did our government openly fund Al-Qaeda and ISIS and overthrow our allies and murder everybody and you know, lie and have child actors in fake TV shows with Hillary? And just the level, the tripling, the quadrupling, the deception, the opening the borders and bringing people in with leprosy and TB and bubonic plague, and the Border Patrol comes on the show. They're so desperate. And says, yeah, the head of the Border Patrol in Texas was on, came on, was like, yeah, no, we ordered not even test them. It looks like they have cholera or whatever. We just let them in. They're like, we don't know what's going on. It's crazy. I mean, and they're like, well, don't be racist. Well, at least give them treatment. Don't put them in school with your kids to get it. I mean, it seems like a great delusion's come. We're going to go back to Steve Quayle and your phone calls here in just a moment. But, man, I mean, you know, our guests say get ready for Deutsche Bank to go over. And when it goes under by the end of the year, then it triggers the next crisis. And now they're saying get ready. And it's like, I don't like being right. I don't like this. And I also don't like the fact that if there is a nuclear war and we're here in a, you know, a year from now, and North Korea hasn't nuked, you know, Seoul or Tokyo, which they threaten to do on a weekly basis, and the Clintons gave them the reactors to be able to have the fissile material. That's what I mean. I mean, I know the facts. I see evil people pushing in our government to the destruction of the planet. And it makes me mad. And then it makes me mad that generals are saying we're on the edge of war with Russia. This is dangerous. We should have a serious discussion. And they go, now, General, I don't get that. I said we fire missiles at them. None of our pilots will get hurt. They go, excuse me, sir, they'll retaliate. Well, I just don't get that. It's like there's some blindness where I guess they just think they waddle into the Capitol. I got a suit and a Cadillac, and they won't fight back. I mean, you know, it's like I'm living in an insane asylum. And then they say I'm crazy. So we're going back to Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, here in just a moment. We carry his latest documentary film, in fact, part one and part two. He exposes the Vatican in part two. We're not anti-Catholic, folks. We're anti what's taking it over. It's taking everything else over too. I mean, just look at it. His new film available there. We have Armageddon also available, breaking down, you know, one of these globalist takeovers of America from a fictional account. But True Legends, Unholy Sea, available at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, where you can get 33% off some of the different products. We have a whole bunch of sales going right now, 23% off DNA Force. You can get big discounts. Also, when you sign up for AutoShip, you can get free shipping. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase of the products that everybody really needs, like potassium iodine. You know, that's the good iodine that everybody's thyroid needs. I'm not saying against a nuclear attack, but obviously it's integral for that. It's just needed for good health. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But I'll be honest with people. I've gone from saying I think that there is a possibility of a nuclear war and total financial collapse, either or both, to a probability, to a certainty of at least global meltdown. And a good chance of nuclear war or limited exchanges, because when you have the Pentagon going, we can survive a first strike, or maybe nuclear weapons aren't a big deal to use after all. And you've got all this talk, people saying, so what if nuclear reactors are leaking now? No need to clean it up. It's like they've already decided they're going to radiate the Earth, and maybe they've got some classified system they can remove radiation with, but we know the public's not getting it. I mean, I'm seeing crazy-eyed behavior. Steve Quayle, I want to go to calls here across the board. You as a great talk show host, and I don't handle any question, but what do you make of what I just laid out, sir?
Well, I would agree with you, Alex, 100%, but even go maybe another 100%, I'm going to up you 100%. There is too much posturing, placing of military equipment out of the theater of any type of a drill taking place all over the world. And from the guys who are in the world of communications and military communications who know all this stuff, you know, they want to know the frequencies. They want to know who's doing it. Well, let me tell you this. when people are picking up all over the hams and shortwave operators around the world such nervousness that even in authentication codes, people are screwing up, and the command has to come on and say, you know, that's not correct, correcting. I mean, people don't get the pucker factor off the charts because it's
Let's be clear. There's massive increases in backup systems because they're preparing for the internet power to go dark, and then preparing to go to Morse code codes and the whole backup systems, the deep earth, you know, transmission systems, ultra low frequency to submarines, you name it.
Yeah, everything. But here's something that people don't understand. The Daily Mail carried a story 3 days ago, you probably saw it, that GPS satellites are having problems.
Oh, yeah. A whole bunch of satellites have gone out. They don't know why. You said last time you were on, the Chinese were getting ready to attack our satellites. I forgot you said that.
Yep, and here's the thing. That's ASAT weaponry, anti-satellite weaponry. That's another. That is the preliminary event that takes place. What did that force our military do? Put up a bunch of high-altitude balloons, 66,000 feet, to bounce signals off balloons. You mentioned it, our ultra-low frequency that communicates with subs. All of our communications are based on the ability to transmit and receive. I'll tell you one thing that's interesting. When Henry Groover had his vision, a guy that's probably got the most accurate vision, when God showed him Russia attacking the United States. Now, listen, this was 2 decades ago, okay? The thing that he was showing is that all the radio towers, all the communication within our military was failing, and we could not get our launches off. By the way, here's the most serious thing. I want to address some of the trolls out there just to say this. You are absolutely stuck in normalcy bias. You do not move as much material, state-of-the-art, front-line equipment to areas, especially on the border of NATO and especially off the coast. We got so many boomers, that's nuclear submarines, from China, Russia, ours. Everybody's out there, and Alex, again, all it takes is somebody bumping in, but there's never been anything like this. That's why I'm beyond, you know, the position of now I think it's a possibility. No, I am saying this. It is now a definite time to know that whoever blinks first or blinks last is going, whoever fires first is going to win. Whoever
And let's be clear, this is all because Russia doesn't want to be encircled and have jihadists turn loose.
Right.
And again, 4 years ago, our military, it's now been declassified, it's been leaked. Cy Hirsch came here and confirmed it earlier this year that we were right with our sources, which is a big hat tip. It's a Pulitzer Prize winner, folks. You know, he doesn't think InfoWars is kooky. He came on and said, no, you're right. The military basically had a soft coup against Obama and said no. The problem is he's fired them all, put them all, new ones in that'll do it, and notice the generals that were in there before, they go and they work for Trump. And they're the ones saying, stop World War III, we got to take America back. They're trying to start a war with Russia, and they're behind the jihadists. It's not that General Flynn is a Russian agent. He successfully fought the Russians and defeated them in the Cold War. He understands that this is an evil plan.
Well, and it's an evil thought and an evil plan. That's even a biblical word, okay? An evil plan. So here's where we're at. I'm telling people, watch what goes on in the embassies, okay? Watch the rhetoric increase. Watch direct, not indirect, but direct announcements from Putin. I guess he's going to make, in my opinion, he will make 2, possibly 3 direct announcements. They're going to the UN to say stop this madness. But the United.
And by the way, a huge Russian flag got unveiled with Putin on it on the New York Bridge by the UN today, saying peacemaker. So that's obviously a message.
Right. And so what we're going to see here, and this is something that is astonishing to me. I just want to read my response, Alex. It's a one sentence response to somebody who's named Tomb or something. Russia has drills every year. And now listen, my response, not with 40 million evacuated and all the prepositioning of Russian military assets out of their exercise area. My answer, your denial will kill you. You are frightened and hiding behind normalcy bias, dumb unto death. You know, when I coined that term, people got offended. Well, I'd rather offend them and provoke them to really take a hard
look. Well, Putin a year ago said to the media, he said, why can't I get it through to you that this is moving towards nuclear war? What is wrong with you people? How do I get you to snap out of it?
Absolutely. But see, can I tell you something? You look at Russia and you look at the determination in World War II, you say one word, Stalingrad, you look at what is absolutely a fact of history, you know, you can't go in and take Russia. And if our highest technology, you know, stuff that most people don't even know exists, TR-3s, TR-3 Bravos, all the stuff that's so advanced. But remember this, no matter what technology is put into play, there is always counter technology. We used to think that...
Well, how does it affect the globalists? We know they got a program to go completely automated and autonomous so they can cut humans out. Our military... 99%, I mean, they hate Obama, they hate Hillary, they know the program. How does that affect us?
Well, first of all, they're going to be sacrificed, okay? Now look at this. Look at all the cutoff of funds of the military, and then look at all the buildup of funds internally in this country. Look at all the United Nations. Look, it takes money to bring in foreign soldiers.
And by the way, look at it. I never used to actually think UN troops, but now it's like the UN will run our elections, the UN will run our police, the UN will do black reparations, literally with indigenous groups inside trying to stir up rebellion. This really is probing for a takeover. I mean, I've studied military history. This is like we're living in a frickin' science fiction movie, Steve.
Absolutely, but...
I get it. They tricked the Russians into hitting us. What about false flagging and saying the Russians did it?
Well, I wouldn't put it past that. You've detailed in all your videos and all the different amounts of shows you've done on this, false flags are a normal preceding event to take
sure.
place.
Well, what needs to happen is George Soros, Obama, Hillary... we've got to have, you know, whatever left of the government, they've got to be stopped now. I mean, Hillary's totally above the law. They're butchering everything. The borders are wide open, Steve. And I'm not a guy that wants to have some fight or a civil war, but somebody's going to have to stop them before they start World War III.
Well, and I believe the only one capable of doing that right now, seriously, Alex, is God, okay? And I believe that God wants his people, those who believe in him, on their knees.
Hey, I'll be honest. I'm almost ready to pack my kids up and get out to the country. I mean, you know, I mean, this is getting bad.
Well, I would. And can I tell you something? Here's the point. Over the last three nights, I've been up at all hours of the morning. You know what it's like. Posting stories only to watch them take down my website. You know, like I can't post some stories, but I want to share this. This is just coming in real time. Russian Foreign Ministry says Russia sees legal consequences in Secretary Kerry's comments about Russian war crimes in Syria. Russian war crimes? We're the ones that have funded ISIS, Al-Qaeda, everything you can, and there's not a word against the Christians being butchered.
This is all done on purpose to set us up in the world's eyes. None of it's
absolutely
on U.S. media. It's all over the world. The whole world knows it. Trump comes out and says that Hillary's a nut. I don't want this to happen, but I look at the average evil, liberal, trendy that hates everybody and thinks they know everything. You know, I wonder what they're going to think, you know, if they survive the nuke strike and everybody's starving to death. I mean, is it going to be funny then?
Well, I think the bottom line is that they're going to have their Prozac meltdown. And seriously, you know, you can't...
You're right. You're right. The big bomb is after the city's collapse. A week later,
right,
it is going to be bedlam.
Right. Bill Fortune wrote 1 second after, and then he wrote 1 year after, okay? Well, I can only say this. Can you imagine a bunch of people on Prozac who are in the matrix with their whatever they're pressing, iPad, iPhone, i-this, i-that,
and it all turns off.
And it all turns off. And then the old Charles Bronson movie, Telephone, and I think they just made another movie equivalent to it with Samuel Jackson, you know, the movie about he gives out free cell phones and everybody goes crazy. You remember when we talked, this is important for people to understand, all those cell phone towers are not cell phone towers. They are absolutely...
And by the way, DARPA in one Baltimore Sun article 16 years ago admitted they were, quote, testing calming the public through cell phone tower frequencies.
Absolutely. So what do? They kick it in a certain frequency, everybody goes to sleep. I believe that's what's been on. They turn it the other direction, everybody goes to everybody's throat. So here's what I want to do, and we'll take all the, you know, phone calls you want to give, but people have got to recognize that this is the globalist plan. Look,
well, by the way, what you're saying is over the top, but I have the chairman, Joint Chiefs, I have the head of the army, I have all these top Russian generals, I have Putin, 40 million people nuke drills, saying we're on the edge of war. I have Congress going, why don't you just blow these Russians up? And they go, they've been invited into Syria. So we've been told not to aid them anymore, but we're not going to attack them unless you want to go to war. And the general looks at him like he's crazy. What is? Let me ask you this. We're going to break him back with calls. I promise, callers, I'm going right to you. Your troopers. Everybody that called in, I hate to do this to John. It's a big asshole. It's a free Hillary for prison shirt or a bottle of colloidal silver for holding so long. I appreciate you. I apologize for making you hold so long. Steve, well, let me ask you this question. It seems like a great delusion. Like, even people I talk to that are in government or even executives now, they seem like they're not awake or they're, like, retarded now. Like, something like their soul's gone. People are noticing this everywhere. Like, either you're more awake or people are like zombies now.
Well, absolutely. And we talked about there's so much technology out there for mind control. Look at DARPA, brain matter.
Okay, well, there's all this mind control, and they admit they have it. I've had, you know, Dr. Begichon, like you have, all the patents. Well, why are we able to do this?
Because when you have a hunger for truth, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, you know, God promises us that we'll have what we seek for. When you believe a lie, Alex, it cuts you off. Now, look, we've got
exactly. It's a virus. Once you believe the one lie, it domino effects.
Absolutely. And people don't yet understand the full effects of what I would call subatomic vibrations. And, you know, all the stories coming about, yeah, about how much storage you can put in a strand of DNA and even in water molecules, bigger than anything that the NSA has or they probably have.
Exactly. Every cell is 1,000 times more complex than what the globalists have built. They think they're God. Stay there. I promise.
Absolutely.
Chris, you're up first, then Tim, then Steve, then Cindy, then August. So we got two Steves. Stay with us. We'll be back. I'm going to go a little bit in the next hour as well. Then David Knight's coming up. We got a lot more. Infowars.com. We have to admit how bad things are to be able to turn this around.
Dad, I'm watching the polls and I'm worried. What if Hillary wins the election? What if Trump wins the election?
Well, let me tell you, son, no matter what happens with the election, you need to protect your retirement. It's up to you to take control and manage your future. And the simplest and easiest way to do that is with a private storage gold-silver IRA.
A private storage gold-silver IRA? Really?
That's right. We set up our own private storage IRA with a gold-silver group, and now we have full control of our retirement. And the bonus? We qualified for $995 in free silver. Gold is up over 20%, silver over 30%, while the Dow only up about 7%. Trust me, now's the time to diversify with gold and silver.
Worried about your retirement? Don't wait for the politicians to decide your future. Call the experts at Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437. Learn how to qualify for up to $995 in free silver. Gold Silver Group provides fully insured free shipping and private delivery to your door. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group, 800-554-8437, 800-554-8437.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Oil spill, air pressure, never at the store. What are you going to do when a zombie's at your door? Or new mana, run organically. American made, just for you. The stores don't love to eat. Yum!
Hello, everybody. My name is Choppy Sales. I'm a Vietnam veteran, harmonica player, vocalist, and blues songwriter. Now, I've been married, been homeless, every which way. But right now, I've hooked up with a great record company. Not just me, a lot of musicians. You're going to like this. This message is brought to you by TreedleRecords.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Volgrad is the name of what's going on. Leningrad got turned to, and always mixed the two up with Leningrad. How they got its name changed back to St. Petersburg. But the big battle was in Stalingrad. I mean, you see that in any of the World War II documentaries. But I get all these names and words scrambled. The point is that the globalists want to take over sovereign nations. World government's falling apart. And, you know, to hear Army Chief of Staff Mike Milley say, we've got Russia trying to pull out of this and the EU trying to pull out and we've got the UK Brexit. This will not be tolerated. I mean, he really shows himself to be up there, this whole world government enchilada that we don't want to be under, bro. The anti-family EU with 100% taxes in France. Wow. So this guy came off as pretty darn evil. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs came off like, hey, you want a war? You know, this is what you're asking for, as more sane. I want to go to your phone calls. We'll do a little bit more in the next hour back on the subject. I know you're all over the map with the callers. Folks are talking about Trump and globalism. That's a perfect segue. Why they hate Trump so much. He wants to end this doomsday situation that we're going down. I mean, he's mainly advised by General Flynn, who exposed our government running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. Trump is amazing, folks, just for that alone. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air with Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Join us this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., right through 10 o'clock with our debate coverage, infowars.com/show. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, hello, Alice. It is a pleasure talking, speaking with you today.
You too, brother. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm an LGBT Trump supporter, and I have to say, Alice, being in high school, it is a living hell supporting Trump and being LGBT. I have 3 points for you. One is, what if Trump gets too hardcore in debates? So hardcore that they can't even cope with it. What do you think will happen? Will they fake something? Also, no doubt we know the New World Order will fall, but if he wins and they say that the election fraud took place and tell us how the results, what will happen? And about Russia, how worried are you about nuclear weapons being used and how possible is it with this?
Well, sure, we've been talking. Those are all great questions. Let me ask Steve Quayle this. It kind of composites what you just said. Why are they so afraid of Trump, and what would you say if you were Trump in the debate, Steve Quayle?
I would go for Hillary's throat. He was too passive. The bottom line, he's got to stick to the things from Fast and Furious, Benghazi. He's got to stick to emails. He's got to stick to
IRS persecution, the Clinton IRS blood scandal,
destabilization, the killing of Muammar Gaddafi, the killing of, you know, look, she has whored out this country. You cannot raise billions of dollars, and there's lists on the internet of who contributed to this, who contributed to that, and the hypocrisy of it all is astounding. When you look at the FBI, the Department of Justice, those who are charged, listen, Alex, we are in what the Bible calls a time of lawlessness. They call it the mystery of iniquity.
Lawlessness is maybe some guy drunk on the street, okay, and people partying on New Year's. Real lawlessness is when the courts are totally corrupt and the supposed investigators have been bought off.
Absolutely, and when we're dealing with the whole thing, when the head of the FBI, it's got to be a problematic for the men in the FBI, because there's good men in the FBI, just like there's good men in the government, but like the Border Patrol guy.
By the way, I agree with you. I'm shocked by the most awake people in the federal government, like Border Patrol, FBI, you name it. That's why I'm saying we don't do a civil war with them. The evil is on top, so what do we do?
Well, here's what we do. We have to get people absolutely not only voting, but they have to challenge the mainstream media. They have to challenge.
I agree. What do you think of folks going out screaming Bill Clinton's a rapist on TV?
Well, I think it's accurate. Look at what they're doing to Bill Cosby, not to excuse him.
What he did was, I mean, picking up bunny girls, you know, at topless bars, and they claim he gave them a drug. Okay, maybe he did. He's bad. Throw him in prison. Bill Clinton rapes the hell and beats women.
Absolutely. And, you know, look, you got eyewitness testimony. The woman that sleeps with a man of Clinton's power and, you know, sexual appetite is going to hear a lot of things. It's like when Jennifer Flowers wrote her book and when Broderick, and look, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, these women
are... He has settled cases. Stay there. We're going to break. Chris, thank you. Great points. Right when we come back with Steve Quayle, always on fire, more than ever, because the world's so crazy. Stay with us. Your call's for Friday, October 7th, 2016. Only 31 days from the historic election.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.